Hey, hey, beautiful friends, and welcome back to Faith-Fueled Woman. This is your host, Kristen. Today is a mini episode, and I just wanted to share with you about rest. And I've talked about rest before. I've talked about taking meaningful breaks for different parts of our lives and how that can change everything in our lives, how it can really restructure our lives, how it can make us feel rested, fulfilled, connected, you know, and just more grounded in our days. And so I want to just share an idea with you today to really add on to some things I've said before. And actually, I'm really just expanding on what I've talked about before, but Jessa Connolly on her Instagram shared an idea about rest as well. And I really wanted to share it with you because I think it might just hit home. Okay, I've talked about that we need to give ourselves permission to rest. And really, though, when I say that, it's that we need to allow ourselves time to rest, time to take breaks, to have other things in our life happen, to have connection with God, to have connection with other people, to renew our minds, to renew our bodies, to do all these things. And so, you know, to even have enjoyment. And then she kind of talks about this idea as well, which is so many women that she talks to say that they just don't feel like they have permission to rest. In other words, we believe that we have to keep achieving more, accomplishing more before we can ever rest. Well, the first thing is we're never going to accomplish enough or achieve enough from the world standard that we feel like we're justified in rest. But we don't need to worry about that because here's the great news. God, we don't need permission from God to rest because he's already given us the gift of rest. And she said, he's already given us the invitation to rest. And she talks about Psalm 27 and basically that we don't have to be working so hard from morning to night. And then he says, I give rest to those I love. And yet we still continue to hustle and think that we need to achieve more before we'll allow ourselves to rest when we most need it in our days. And so, you know, she challenges that the issue isn't that we don't have the invitation to rest. God already says you don't have to do anything more to rest in me, to rest in your day, to rest on the Sabbath. But what we need to do is accept the invitation. What we need to do is receive the gift of rest. Rest was literally designed into the way we were created. It was designed into the world. It was designed into a day. Just like God designed a seven-day period for the Sabbath, right, to be at the end of the day after the work week. It's supposed to be a time to rest. It's a time to not work, to not toil. It's a time to reconnect with him, connect with the people and things that we love, and take the time to be renewed. And so I think it's such an important concept, but when I heard her talk about it, I thought, wow, she said that so well that I wanted to share that tidbit with you. And I've had so many conversations lately with women that found themselves stuck in a high-achieving, a hustling season, a doing too much, a striving and achieving season that they hit the wall, right? They realized that, one, they weren't happy or fulfilled, and two, they were just exhausted. They were burning themselves out. And so many of us can relate to this story or find ourselves in the same place. And I just want to tell you, it doesn't have to be this way. We can stop. We can assess. We can slow down. We can bring all this to God. And the honest truth is no achieving, no trying to acquire more, you know, either things or money or the next car, the next house, none of that is really going to fill that desire within us that that we're looking to fill, to maybe feel better, to feel happier, more content, more peaceful, because that hole is where we have a space for God. It's literally a Jesus-shaped hole. And the only way that we actually find that fulfillment in life, that contentment, is by making time and space for that relationship and then being in relation with God. He created us to be in connection, to be in relation with him and even with other people, right? We weren't designed to live as a recluse. We weren't designed to live isolated. We were designed to live in community, right? Way back, it might've been called a tribe or, you know, some other thing. But the real truth is that's how we were made. And yet so many of us just get stuck in the work and we get stuck in the doing and we never allow ourselves to slow down. We never allow ourselves to be maybe as present as we could be in the moment, you know, both in our lives or with something God's trying to show us or with our spouse or with our kids, because we're doing, we're on to the next thing before the next thing's here. So for instance, our kids come home from school or we get home from work and we're already on to, okay, I have to make dinner. I have to pack lunches for tomorrow, right? Our mind is already moved onto the future instead of allowing ourselves to actually be connected and present right now. But we have to be careful because that's going to steal our joy. That is going to keep us in this stressed state. It's going to keep us in that fight or flight, state in our bodies, which of course increases our stress and it doesn't allow our body to rest. So rest is partly physical, right? And it's partly mental. And then it's partly allowing our thoughts to kind of be cleared out and new every day, right? God talks about that all the time, about we start each day and we have new mercies. We have the day before and then that overnight, we have time to renew our minds, right? When we kind of take our mornings and make a little time for God, right? We have that quiet time. And so we just have to be careful that we remember that we have already been invited and given the gift of rest, but we have to receive it. We have to receive it in our lives. And we have to start, you know, checking ourselves. We have to start, at first, we have to start saying like, hold on here. What would best serve me in this minute? What would best serve me to rest my mind or renew my thoughts or connect with a friend, you know, or take extra time to just connect with God? And so I think the more we start doing that, the more our life starts changing. And we realize that the pace we're living, one, is not a pace that we're able to maintain. We just can't live at that pace for all of our lives. And two, we realize no one is asking us to. The world might show us that that's how it is, but that's not reality. It's an illusion. And so we just have to start getting better at understanding that we have been given this gift and that we need to accept the gift. And the gift is slowing down. It's resting, right? It's knowing that we don't have to achieve or accomplish more, and that actually achieving accomplish more is not going to fill that spot in us that's longing for something more, because only God can do that. He's the only one that's going to fill that feeling of something else or wanting something else. But when we fill it with God, everything changes because we stop trying to hustle and achieve more. Now, I don't mean that, you know, trying to accomplish more, build a business, you know, for it to be profitable, is, that's not what I'm talking about. That's all okay, but we have to do it in a balanced way. And when we do it God's way, everything changes because we're doing it with Him instead of trying to push against the current and keep pushing the ball up the hill. And so this is really about shifting the way we step into our day, shifting the way we show up in our work, shifting the way we're showing up in our relationships, and taking those little breaks throughout the day to get the rest we need. That could be 2 minutes of breathing when you're sitting in your car waiting for your kids. It could be during your lunchtime going outside and taking that walk, you know, doing a little prayer walk, or it could be listening to some uplifting, you know, podcast or message or music. Those are all little ways to start giving ourselves rest so that we step out of the hustle and the hurry. And so that's it. Today, I just want to come on and share this message with you. And I want to let you know, I have a mini course coming up and I'm going to have them on sale this coming week for only $29, but it's called Reclaim Your Life. And it's basically allowing you to understand how you can protect your spirit, space, and pace in your life. So it's going to be great. But if you're interested, go over to kristinfitch.com, sign up for my email, because this week's email and the next week's email is going to have that promotion. And I have a couple mini courses coming up, but that's one of them. And if this episode really spoke to you, you may really enjoy that mini course. It's just a 4-part series and you'll be able to do this on your time. And I may have an extra special bonus for everybody that signs up in the next week, but this is a limited time special price. So go over and sign up for my email so you get that information as soon as I send it out. Until next time, I hope you have a great week. I hope you have a blessed rest of your Holy Week and a wonderful Easter. And just remember why it is that we're coming together to celebrate the resurrection of Christ. So I will see you back here next week. Thanks again for listening to the show. And if you enjoyed today's episode, we would love it if you could take a minute to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, because it helps our show get discovered by more people. And if you'd like to be encouraged in your faith and in your life, go on to kristenfitch.com and sign up to get my newsletter. I have lots of freebies and lots of inspiration and encouragement that'll be coming your way. And I would love it if you joined part of our community.